This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as I broadcast on my Salem Media Group, Tampa Flagship Station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio, two great radio stations all across America, as well as across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, keeping us free and safe. To the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the janitors, the maintenance, the mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, along with the roughnecks working on the oil rigs and those bridge tenders, too. Thanks for keeping the waterways moving, and thanks for all that you do. Now, follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out the all-new, brand-new website, the Captain's America, ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now from the Underground USA, we have Frank Salvato. Good morning, Frank.
Mr. Captain.
Time to say the pledge. Are you ready, sir?
You got it.
I pledge allegiance,
to the flag,
of the United States of America,
and to the republic for which it stands,
one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God. Well, the Biden-Harris ticket went out there yesterday and said we're going to have a three-month federal mask mandate if he's elected, meaning Biden. Meanwhile, President Trump came back and said, now, wait a minute here. The feds have no power to require masks or enforce a mandate. What say you?
No, I agree with the president. This is a state issue. From the very beginning, Trump has made that clear. The federal government can give guidance. They can say what they would suggest. But when it comes to enforcing anything, it has to, that edict has to come down from the governor's office. So if blue states want to mask up and hunker down and pretend that this is the plague, then they get to do so. If a red state decides that they want to get the economy fired back up and ask people not to cough and spit on each other, then maybe they can do that. How about if we just respect people's space and quit making this more than it is? Because this has now become a very political pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
The science in the curve, in the mortality rate, in the infection rate, we're just about up to a good influenza now. We just got to get them, 20,000 more people?
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is beyond ridiculous now. And the panic that the media has caused is irresponsible on every level. It's time that people stop feeding on the pablum from the trough of misinformation. And understanding that if you practice good hygiene, if you respect people's space, if when you sneeze you cover your mouth or cough, you cover your mouth, then it might be a good thing like your mom taught you.
Yeah.
You know, to politicize this thing on a national stage saying that we're going to do something draconian with no authority to do so, this is just more pandering to the panic.
Well, for the first time since 1994, the UAE and Israel have struck a deal in the pursuit of peace there. The only people that seem to be upset about it are Mahmoud Abbas and the Palestinian group.
Yeah, when I have to play the smallest fiddle in the world when a terrorist organization doesn't like a peace deal. You know, this is very good. Not since the Jordan-Israeli agreement have we seen something as monumental. And then you have the Egyptian agreement. You know, so this is good. This is a very good thing. The fact that Joe Biden tried to generally say that this was because of the Obama administration shows you exactly what he doesn't know about international diplomacy, because they were never, not even close to being, to agreeing on this when Mr. Obama was in office. You know, do you talk and keep talks open through across administrations? Sure. But brokering a deal is quite a different story. So this is a very, very good thing. And the media should be crowing about this and giving kudos to the president, because he is the deal maker. Mm-hmm. But they won't.
Now, President Trump said the Durham report will reveal Attorney General Barr is either the greatest attorney general at all times or maybe average. But in the meantime, Attorney General Barr was on with Sean Hannity last night, and he teased a development in the probe coming up for Friday. Don't know what that's all about.
You know my feelings on this, and I stand by them. Until I see an indictment, the light is getting dimmer on this hope. You know, we've got the destruction of federal property in the erasure of over 30,000 emails by Hillary Clinton. No one's done a damn thing. You know, that was something that should have been acted on by the Attorney General when somebody believes in law and order. I haven't heard anything about that. Is she untouchable? Are we in a caste system in India now where she can do anything she wants and nobody holds her accountable? What happened to the promise of prosecuting these people? This is 3 years now. If we can bring a full-blown pedophile case against Jeffrey Epstein in the matter of 6 to 8 months, you should be able to go after somebody when it's so cut and dry like that. So until I see an indictment, this is just kicking the can down the road, and it's the same old, same old.
Yep, and I will say that the other thing that we heard yesterday was the NSA and the FBI exposed a Russian intelligence hacking tool, which is an app they have out there on a thing they call Telegram, which is how they're getting information. And I heard about this a while ago when people were talking about places to stay away from. That was one of them.
Yeah, we got to get serious about cybersecurity when it comes to China and Russia. We're not being serious right now.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Frank Silvato from the Underground USA podcast. By the way, Janet Yellen is in the news again. Hillary is still in the news. And so isn't Terrence K. Williams. Tell you what that's all about when we come back. Don't go nowhere. I shall return.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Are you a business owner that needs a large supply of face masks?
Do you have a large family and need a large supply of face masks?
And want high quality but not high prices? Then you want sunny-bay.com.
Our face masks are a better quality than Costco and lower price than Amazon.
There's none better than sunny-bay.com.
See for yourself. Go to sunny-bay.com and place your order today.
Again, business owners, large families, and anyone who needs a large supply of quality disposable face masks. Click sunny-bay.com.
Be sure and look for our volume discounts.
Our high-quality cloth face masks are handmade in the USA.
We also have N95 masks.
See our quality, get details, and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company.
Remember, volume discounts for large quantities at sunny-bay.com.
Just click sunny-bay.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome.
probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. This portion of the conversation I'm having with Frank Silvato from the Underground USA podcast is brought to you by Moss Nissan, Moss spelled M-A-U-S. And you know, while the factories were slowing production and dealerships were running out of inventory, Dave Moss went out and bought a bunch of vehicles. He now has over 1,000 new and pre-owned vehicles to choose from. Moss probably has the largest selection in the state, because before you buy elsewhere, see Moss. Now, they'll have the vehicle that you want that other guys might not, and their goal is to never lose your business overpriced either, with many favorable finance programs, including 0% loans with approved credit. And Moss Nissan Crystal River just received Nissan's prestigious Award of Excellence. Way to go, team! Now, if you're searching for new and improved service experience, don't forget, you serve, you save, applies to the Moss Service Department as well. They handle all makes and all models, and if you're an active duty military or veteran or first responder, or you happen to be a pastor or faith worker, you can get 20% off by getting your vehicle serviced at Moss Nissan. Also, don't forget, you get preferred pricing on new or certified pre-owned, and you also, if you tell them the captain sent you, get another $500 off the vehicle you're looking at. So the choice is simple. The choice is clear. The choice is here. Moss Nissan and Acura in Newport Richey, Crystal River, and now Florida Avenue in Tampa. Moss Acura and Moss Nissan. Moss, M-A-U-S. Tell them the captain sent you. All right, back to Frank Silvato. Good morning, Mr. Frank.
Mr. Captain.
As we continue to roll along here, I teased Janet Yellen. Everybody knows who she is, and anybody that was in the housing business or mortgages and this, that, and the other remembers what a bang-up job she did. She is currently advising Biden and Harris on their finances, on the finances for the country.
Yeah, that should be an indicator for everybody right now to hold on to your pocketbooks.
Yep.
You know, that's when you start looking at who's advising these campaigns, and I read something along where Hillary Clinton was waving her hand saying, "I'm available for
that's
the
right
administration, Mr.
she did
Biden." You know, We better start paying attention, because the same group of miscreants that were in the machine when Obama and Jarrett and Holder and the rest of them were in Washington, they want back in. They're not finished transforming the United States of America from a constitutional republic to a socialist democracy. So watch who's buzzing around Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. And I've literally got to start calling it the Harris Biden ticket, because we know who's wearing the pants in that relationship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we do. By the way, the Department of Justice took down some militant groups yesterday that were involved with cryptocurrency fundraising efforts. Now, this was really, really a strong effort by the DOJ. They got rid of an ISIS group that was into this, an Al-Qaeda group, and the Al-Qassam Brigades, which was the military wing of Hamas. Now, the money that they were raising, about $3 million, would be used to buy weapons and train attackers and perhaps even pay salaries for some other people. But what they were doing was they were selling face masks to hospitals and companies and this, that, and the other. They might buy a truckload of stuff, and they'd wind up with one pallet. They'd do the same thing with hand sanitizers and all that, and they basically got caught at their own game. And the DOJ took down 300 bank accounts, along with it, 4 websites and 4 Facebook pages.
Yeah, and if they've caught 3 of the big names over there, then there's a lot of little groups still doing it. So they got a lot more work to do, but kudos for the takedown. And let's just chalk this one up to an interesting thing. If you're out there screaming at the top of your lungs that everybody's got to buy a mask, everybody's got to wear a mask,
yeah,
well, you probably helped fund Al-Qaeda a little bit there.
Yeah. Because that's what they're doing. And by the way, when you see this wall, 10 packs only $4. Those are coming from China.
Yeah. So, you know, people, let's start looking at the data on this, and let's realize that the CDC just put out a chart that said the curve is now flattened. Let's get away from the hysteria and the mindless demand that everybody buckle at the altar of political correctness. That's got to stop. And I do want to touch on something that we were talking about over break, with a comment somebody made about maybe Barr is afraid of the deep state coming after him if Trump doesn't get reelected.
Right.
That's very possibly so. But the fact is, he took the gig. He needs to execute the position, and that means going after the deep state. Remember, the signers of the Declaration of Independence, they didn't just sign that and get protected like the deep state gets protected. Their families were decimated. Their businesses were decimated. Bush came in and made examples of all of them. So if they have enough courage to do that, the people who are in charge of the most powerful Justice Department in the world, it's time to man up.
Have you ever heard of a comedian by the name of Terrence K. Williams?
I love him.
Okay. Well, here's what he said yesterday. He said, Kamala Harris will not be liked by the blacks because she's not black. She's just dark-skinned.
Yeah, well, he's correct. She is Asian Indian, and she is Jamaican. And her family, the Brown family in Jamaica, own plantations that, here we go, owned a whole bunch of slaves.
Yeah, grandma. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, do you think the media is going to touch on the fact that she's a descendant of slave owners, or are they just going to keep pretending that she's African-American?
By the way, there is an issue emerging about Kamala being an American citizen and eligible to be vice president, let alone president. What say you?
Well,
she's an anchor baby. She's an anchor baby.
Yeah, I do not want the right to get caught up in this again, like the left, because the left is going to say the birthers are back. Let's not do that. Let's focus on the fact that she's a full-blown Marxist. That's a better way to go after this.
You bet.
That said, she is native-born, not naturally born, and if words matter, then that has to stand for something. Her parents were not citizens when she was born in Oakland.
Yeah.
But don't make this a DACA thing, because it's going to backfire like you can't believe. Let's go after her policies. Mm-hmm. Let's go after her flip-flops, because there's a bunch of them. She's inappropriate for the role, and she's a very poor choice. She's got a lot of vulnerabilities other than being a Native American instead of a natural born.
Now, the United States in the past couple of days has confiscated a couple of gasoline-laden tankers coming from Iran to Venezuela, and they directed them to ports, and that's where they're at. They are not going to be delivering their gasoline anytime soon to Venezuela. Over in the Middle East, we had Iran take a Liberian, well, at least they did for about 5 hours.
Flying there.
Yeah, they took a Liberian tanker into custody when they landed their parasalt folks on the deck of the ship.
Well, Iran is taking advantage of the panic that the world's in over this pandemic to do things that are illegal internationally. This is something that they've got embargoes. They're not supposed to be able to be doing this. The country's all signed on to this, but they're thumbing their nose at the world while everybody's paying attention to the distorted numbers of a pandemic and ramping up a race for the president of the United States. They're going to try to slip some into Venezuela. Look at them getting technology for their missile systems that the Israeli hit not too long ago from North Korea and China. It's business as usual for Iran. They don't care.
By the way, yesterday we heard again of another 200,000 positive cases of COVID-19 that weren't cases at all. They were overcounted.
Yeah, well, this plays into the narrative that is becoming more fact-based and clear that these numbers have been skewed for political reasons.
Mm-hmm.
And when you look at a 99.6% not even really sick rate, and you have a 0.03% mortality rate for a national rate, we've got to stop this panic, folks, because more people are getting killed on the highways. This is getting to be ridiculous how panty waste the American people have become. This is not the way, you know, H1N1. We still got what, 20,000 cases to go, mm-hmm, before we hit that level, and nothing was shut down.
Mm-hmm. Yep. By the way, finally, in Oregon, Portland, Oregon, the Oregon State Police are pulling back. They're not going to be guarding the courthouse anymore because all the people they arrested the very next night were right back out on the street doing the same thing again.
No, get ready for the feds to go back in because that's our property.
All right, we'll talk to you on Monday, my friend.
Stay low, my friend.
Frank Salvato from the Underground USA podcast. By the way, you can find him over on Facebook, Underground USA. Check him out. Find out what he's all about. And he's with us on Mondays and Fridays. And I shall return with the Sports Zone guy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Former Vice President Joe Biden called for a nationwide mask mandate to help fight the spread of the coronavirus pandemic.
Every single American should be wearing a mask when they're outside for the next 3 months at a minimum. Every governor should mandate mandatory mask wearing. The estimates by the experts are it will save over 40,000 lives in the next 3 months.
The presumptive Democratic presidential nominee spoke after sitting down for a briefing on the coronavirus with public health experts. The current death toll in the U.S. stands at just over 166,000 people, with more than 5.2 million confirmed cases of COVID-19. There were also 56,000 new cases reported today and 1,500 deaths, the highest number of fatalities in a single day since the beginning of May. This is USA Radio News.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, in this part of the program, my conversation with the Sports Zone quarterback himself, Patrick Hyland, is brought to you by our friends at Balance of Nature. And you know, if you need a little bit more pep in your step, if you're not eating enough of the right kind of foods, and who is, if you're not getting your daily requirement of fruits and vegetables, and most of us aren't, then I got a great deal for you. Now, I'm taking a product called Balance of Nature, have been for over 4 months now, and it's the fruits and veggie capsules, and I'm telling you, they are working for me. That's all I can say. They are working for me. And for a limited time, you can save 35% at Balance of Nature on your order. Now, they also have wellness products there, too. So you can just go to their website, balanceofnature.com, use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, or give them a call at 800-246-8751. Speak with a health coach, ask them your questions, and you'll get some answers. So, to start feeling better, go to balanceofnature.com or give them a call at 800-246-8751. Use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, at balanceofnature.com. And joining us right now, we've got the Sports Zone quarterback himself, Mr. Patrick Hyland. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Captain Matt Bruce, and a fine morning it is across the U.S. of A.
Speaking of baseball, hot dogs, apple pie, and Chevrolet, what the heck happened to the Tampa Bay Rays? I looked at a score yesterday and it was like, what, 17-8 they won the game?
I'll tell you, Captain, it's kind of funny this year. You know, baseball scores have gotten up there very high.
I thought it was looking at a lot of football game. Jeez.
Yeah, where the air is thin. It's gotten really kind of crazy, to say the least. in the way of baseball games. But, you know, hockey, too, the scoring's been up a little bit. How about that hockey match the other night between the Tampa Bay Lightning and the Columbus Blue Jackets, 5 overtimes? Let me ask you this, Captain. What's your thoughts on this? After 1 overtime, they go to 3-on-3 like they do during the regular season. I know it's the playoffs and we're trying to get the best teams forward, but that's just too long, too many overtime periods. That's like playing another game in one night. And that's, these guys don't need that, in my opinion. What's your thoughts?
Well, I agree. Anything to speed the game up, you don't need to have all that going on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just wish they would have gone to, you know, 3-on-3. I don't want it to be a shootout. People, you know, then they go to a shootout in the regular season. I don't want it to, you know, you don't advance in the playoffs on a shootout. But you don't advance, you know, 5 overtimes and get a lucky goal either. But that's just one person's opinion. I'd love to see what the audience thinks. And, you know, baseball's in full gear. You know, again, you were talking about the Rays and Red Sox. A lot of that's Fenway Park, that little green monster there. It can be your best friend, too. You put up a lot of runs. So that's Colorado. The air's thin out there right now. They're putting up a lot of high scores out there. I'm really excited about this weekend, Captain. NASCAR, the road race,
yeah.
Daytona. Yeah. I'm curious to see how these guys are going to handle that course. That's going to be a lot of fun to watch if that's what you're into.
Well, it's like Sebring. It's like Sebring.
Yeah, there you go.
Or Watkins Glen. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Watkins Glen, too. They're going to be racing there this weekend. Also, tomorrow at 3 o'clock, and then Daytona on Sunday. So, kind of funny, Xfinity and how the NASCAR's working together. And then football's in full gear. We're going to see if these guys can make it through training camp and then start the season. That will be entertaining for a lot of people. Hopefully they'll curtail the way they act out there at all these sporting events, Captain. I just wish their people would handle things a little appropriately. What has happened to time and place in the world, Captain, and then also in the sports world? I don't get it, but...
Well, it's a sign of the times, number one. Number two, and by the way, people are not, you know, you can't go to the game now, and a lot of people right. are not watching it on television because they're doing the kneeling or doing whatever, the protests and the Black Lives Matter and all that stuff, and the majority of the people that I talk to don't want to watch it if they're doing that sort of stuff. They don't want to see it.
Yeah, a lot of people are upset about that. I'm curious to see how the rankings are going to take a hit this year with, as you just said, the sign of the times.
They are. They are.
Yeah. You know, that's what's going to be very interesting to see. And the thing is, I'm curious as the season goes along, how many people stay untuned to sports. What's happened with this pandemic, epidemic, whatever you want to call it, is people are starting to realize, you know, that sports isn't everything. You know, there's other things in life to do. And obviously, I'm not happy about that because I love sports. But they're hurting themselves by not waking up and being smart.
And let's talk about Jerry Jones and the Dallas Cowboys, America's team. He's done it again. He said, we're going to have people in the stands. Now, they've been told they can have as many as 45,000, but they can only have them in pods of a group of 10 each and then have them social distance their little pod group. But they can be 10 each in the pods, 45,000 in the stadium, max. And he said his team will be standing for the national anthem. No one will do anything but.
Yeah, he's very adamant about that. Jerry is. The other thing that, another person's very adamant is John Elway. He is the general manager for the Denver Broncos, famous quarterback, won a couple Super Bowls there. And, Pat Bowen, God rest his soul, the owner, was very adamant about that. Now, the family owns the team, but they kind of let John, you know, run it. Him and Pat were best of friends. And, he doesn't stand for that either. So, I'm just curious to see what's going to happen, though. You know, if a bunch of people kneeled, Captain, what would you do? You find them on Monday? Do you find the left tackle who's third string the same as the starting quarterback that does it? That's going to be the situation there. And then also with the fans in the stands, who are you going to dictate who gets to come to the games and who doesn't, and where you're going to sit. A lot of logistics there. I think it's going to make it tough, Captain.
But well, where do you want me to start? You want me to start with the players first?
Go with the players first, Captain.
Here's what you do. If okay. they want it, if they don't want to follow instructions and you tell them they have to stand and they go, nope, not going to do it, I'm going to this, that, and the other. Okay, fine. You're off the team. Period. You're off the team. Let them go right away and say you won't come back until you agree to do what we told you you had to do to begin with. I wouldn't even give them a second chance.
Okay. Now, I understand that, but Captain, what about if it's, you know, then what if all these players, you know, players union and all that's going to
be too bad, so sad. There's all kinds of guys that want to play football. You know it and I do. Same with baseball. They can field a team from minor leaguers.
That's true, too. It'll be very interesting to see.
As I said, you're off the team. That would get their attention real quick, wouldn't it?
It would, but then you have to get all 32 owners to agree to that, because I get kicked off of the Dallas Cowboys and the New York Giants go, well, we're okay with you, Neil and Patrick, and we need a starting quarterback. Come on down. See, that's what would happen. And then if I did that, and the players union might say, you can't fire him for doing that. So it's going to be a tough area. Now let's talk about the fans. How would you handle that?
Well, the fans are only there because of first come, first serve. That would be my thought. So first come, first serve. You got the money, you buy the tickets, you get in. You don't, you won't.
Well, Captain, what about, you know, there's a lot of stadiums around there that have 70,000 capacity, and you have 70,000 ticket holders. So now, which 35 are you going to say you can't come, or 40, or
first
30,
come,
whatever.
First come, first serve. However you buy the ticket is how you get in.
No, we're already season ticket holders. You already have season ticket holders.
They don't have that many season ticket holders, but when they do, the season ticket holders would come in, your 80, your 10,000 people, and then the rest of the tickets for whatever it is, I believe the stadiums are going to allow them half capacity. That's first come, first serve.
Well, no, there's some cities, Captain, I hate to say it, that they do have, you know, full capacity, that you can't get season tickets. I mean, not a lot, but probably 6 to 8 of them. So
all
I think Dallas.
Well, you are going to get caught up in a break here. We're going to run out of time. So, what is it that you're doing now?
Well, no, I'm still helping people out with their insurance, Captain. Give me a call at my direct phone number at 813-966-1052. That's going to be your best bet to get a hold of me. I can review all your insurances. Captain can tell you I've helped him out. I've helped out a lot of people. So please give me a call at 813-966-1052. Patrick Hyland, always a pleasure, Captain.
All right, talk to you on Monday, Patrick Hyland, the Sports Zone guy. Catch his show over the weekend, Sunday morning at 11 o'clock. By the way, you can go to the Facebook page and follow him at The Sports Zone. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Beach and boating coming up.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever. We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
We never treated President Bush the way they treat President Obama. It's no use whining about it. We just have to get people out to vote.
It's time for the beach and boating forecast for the Nature Coast, the Sun Coast, and all of Tampa Bay. Today, Friday, it's going to be partly sunny. There'll be some scattered afternoon thunderstorms out there. Breezes this morning will be light and variable out of the southeast. Matter of fact, it's smooth as glass out there right now. Afternoon sun breeze, about maybe 5 to 10 miles an hour or thereabouts. Seas might be 1 to 2 feet. Again, starting out smooth with a light chop later. Now, the Gulf water temperature is 90 degrees. The bay water temperature is 91. Low tide's coming at 10:01 a.m. High tide coming at 6:29 p.m. And the beach and boating forecast is always brought to you by our friends over at the Freedom Boat Club. Now, the Freedom Boat Club is part of a 232-location company with franchises across the country in 232 locations. Now, right here in Tampa Bay, we have the largest franchise of all of them. 509 boats, 30 different sports right now here in this area. And that number's growing, I might add.
Now, there just is nothing better for your health than a beautiful day out on the water, and Freedom Boat Club calls it sun sanitizing, too. Now, since we've all been advised to keep our distance, consider boating as the ultimate way to get away from everything. Load up on plenty of sunshine and vitamin D, and you can have a great time out on the water with your friends and family while you sun sanitize, too. Now, if you've had to scratch plans for that big foreign or domestic vacation, or maybe you were going across town or across the country or wherever with the family truckster or the big RV, then why not invest that money from that canceled trip into a Freedom Boat Club membership? And you can enjoy the beautiful waterways all years long. Now, the beauty of a Freedom Boat Club membership is you get all the benefits of boat ownership without all the work. You just make your reservation, fill your cooler, and in minutes you're out on the water, soaking up some of the beautiful Florida sunshine and sun sanitizing, too. Now, you can call the Freedom Boat Club today. That number is 855-FREEDOM, the number 855-FREEDOM, or just go to the freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay website. That's freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay. Always remember to tell them the captain sent you, and remember, you get reciprocity. You join down here, you can become a member anywhere in the 232 franchise locations across the country. Now, they've also got 3 in Canada and 3 in France. You heard me right. 3 in France. Check them out. All righty. Now, voters are ready for the police to put an end once and for all to the continuing violent protests nationwide. Now, most also say the protests will be important to their vote in the upcoming elections. And when asked, which is closer to their own thinking, 50% of likely U.S. voters say the police should crack down on the protests and bring them to an end. And this is coming from a new Rasmussen Reports National Telephone and Online Survey that finds that 38% believe the protests should be allowed to continue until the protesters decide to end them, with 11% that have no clue saying, oh, we don't know, just look, we don't have an opinion. Yeah, sure, right, okay, wonderful. Now, there's a sharp partisan disagreement on this question, though, because while 75% of Republicans and a plurality of unaffiliated voters, namely 47%, think the police should crack down on the protests, just 31% of the Democrats agree. Now, 56% of Democrats say the protests should be permitted to continue until the protesters want to end them. Wonderful. Wonderful. And 72% of all voters said they're concerned about the growing level of violent protests nationwide, with 43% of them saying they are very concerned. Now, 62% say the growing level of violent protests is important to their vote in the next election, while 35% say it's very important to the way they're going to vote. Now, all that being said comes from a survey of 1,000 likely voters conducted between August 10th and 11th by Rasmussen Reports. The margin of sampling area is anywhere from 0 to minus 3 percentage points with a 95% level of confidence. Now, the violent protests champion defunding police departments and using that money for social programs, but only 66% of Americans oppose defunding the police in the community where they live, because 61% believe violent crime is likely to go up in communities that defund the police. Well, duh. And the older the voter, the more concerned they are about the protest. Whites are more concerned than blacks and other minority voters, but other minorities attach the most importance to the violent protests when it comes to voting. And 49% of Republicans rate the protests very important to their upcoming vote, compared to 24% of Democrats and 36% of unaffiliated voters. Now, when it comes to the violent anti-police protests in several major cities, most voters agree that President Trump sides with the police, while Democratic leaders side with the protesters. And most of the people, over two-thirds of the people polled in this, believe that the defund police movement is a losing effort for the Democrats in this election. And I happen to agree with that one. This is going to come back to bite them squarely in the butt. I keep hearing it. I've seen it every day. There's literally hundreds of people, thousands of people in a week that have been contacting me telling me that they do not agree with the defund police movement. And that some, and many of them are Democrats. Many of them are police officers or relatives of one, or even retired officers, letting me know that they are not going to support the Democrats because they support this movement. And that's all good. By the way, Texas, you folks listen to me in Texas, over there in Austin, they're going to be cutting a big amount of money from the police department over there. Wonder how that's going to work out in Austin, Texas. I'll bet it doesn't work out too good. Of course, it's just me saying it. What do I know, right? But anyway, it is what it is, and we'll just check it out from there. Now, before I have to go, I got to remind you about my buddies over at Dominic's Blinds and Decor down in Sarasota. We will be in the vicinity there in the next couple of weeks or so. I think I'm going to stop by and say howdy to them. But Dominic's Blinds and Decor is located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh. All their blind shades and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They're a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. Dominic's offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs, unlike the big box stores that don't do it. Stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. Wave at the red, white, and blue Dominic's truck. When you see it, that's going to be Kevin. And remember, all military and first responders get a 10% discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Give them a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service or just stop by the store. The number again, 941-922-2345, and tell them the captain sent you. Now, tomorrow, Saturday, from 9 to 2, I'll be down in Port Charlotte at the Charlotte County Fairgrounds for the Two Guys Gun and Knives Show. Stop by, say howdy, howdy to me. I'll have a bunch of stuff given out. You know, and a lot of people know about the buttons that I've been giving out that says, Captain Matt Bruce says, vote Trump 2020. I'll have a bunch of them to hand out. A lot of people walking around with those on. Having a lot of fun with that, too. So, again, It's all about doing anything but allowing these left-leaning, liberal, progressive, socialist, Democrat, communists take control of our country. That ain't going to happen on my watch. And I don't believe it's going to happen on your watch either. So, I'll see you on the weekend show tonight. And for the folks that don't listen to me on the weekend or don't get the show on the weekend, I'll see you Monday morning right back here, same time, same channel. Don't forget, this program, the Captain's America Third Watch, is all about we the people and what we the people can do. We are in charge. They work for us. Stay safe. Stay healthy. God bless. See ya.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.